You're listening to SBS News.
Parramatta is a diverse retail heartland in Sydney's west, and it's here that Naji Kusami and his sister Priscilla have opened a new restaurant called Beiti, which means my home in Arabic. Naji's father, George, and his mother, Julie, who migrated from northern Lebanon, started one of the first Lebanese catering services in Sydney 35 years ago. For his children, expanding into a restaurant fulfilled a long-cherished family dream. But soon after opening, COVID-19 restrictions shut their doors.
We're trying to not dig in too much into our savings, because when we
need it,
it's going to have to be there. To fit up the restaurant, it cost us over $500,000. We were only open from December to March, so we haven't even got nothing back.
By pivoting to takeaway, they've survived recent months, and like many cafes, pubs and clubs, have now reopened for up to 10 patrons. Operations manager Harry Bean is remaining positive.
Anything is better than nothing at the moment, because the minute them doors close for good, then it's very hard to reopen.
Not everyone agrees. John Panabianco owns an Italian restaurant at Sydney's Brighton Le Sands and says staffing a dining room for 10 patrons just isn't worth the cost.
I can't see much light at the end of the tunnel as yet.
Louise Ackle runs a busy Parramatta hair salon started by her father, who migrated from Lebanon. Like thousands of business owners who have applied for a subsidy, she has had to pay wages out of her own pocket while waiting for JobKeeper to kick in. She says social distancing rules, which force salons to limit the number of clients, also affects her income.
Because there's no cash flow coming through, and now with JobKeeper, we can hopefully move forward. If social distancing stays in place for years, we have to redo our business.
Rugby league icon Peter Wynn owns a sporting goods business and is waiting for playing seasons to kick off.
That light on the horizon that rugby league will start, and I know what a boost it'll do for my business. Well, our sales are down 80 to 90%.
Despite a battle plan to trade until spring, many business owners are worried. Melbourne-based business advisor Daniel Lima says pivoting, changing focus, is the key.
Most small businesses are struggling, and what they want to know is, what do they have to do right now to survive? Which is seriously to differentiate themselves from competition. And they're not only going to survive, in the longer term, they'll thrive.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.